Perfect. A Madre Solo e Dos fanfic written by
Schwan Königin
and read by
Schwan Königin
and Wilfriede 0815. The digital alarm clock shows her that it's 3:15 in the morning. She should have fallen asleep hours ago. It's quiet, dark. The windows are open and let exactly the right amount of cold air in. Everything is precisely the way she likes it. But there is something on her mind that won't let her rest. For the 100th time tonight, Anna sighs. Why is it suddenly weighing so heavily on her mind? She has thought about it, on and off, for months. If anything, her anxiety should slowly become less. Yet here she is instead, with her nerves taking over, preventing her from getting her much-needed sleep.
She turns to her right, where Mariana's regular breathing reminds her of what she's missing out on. Maybe if she talks about it, it will take some of the weight off of her shoulders. Even if her girlfriend can't hear her, she will still have said it. That may just be enough for now. At least for tonight. And so she whispers into the pitch-black room, "I think I want another child." It's kind of stupid, she knows. She's 41. She already has 4. It's just that her hand, under the covers, seeks to touch Mariana, to emphasize what she's about to say. She takes a deep breath. It's just that I want a child with you. I want the two of us. I want us to have that connection.
They could get married. They could have some other kind of ceremony to exchange vows, to make the promise to be in each other's lives for all of eternity. Is it entirely unreasonable to want another child? Is it completely without sense? Possibly. But Anna can't help but feel the way she feels. And this is it. She wants a child, and she wants it with Mariana.
She doesn't know anything about the legal aspects. She hasn't thought about that part. All she knows is that she wants this.
Her eyes fill with tears as she turns back around to face the ceiling. She's not sure what she's going to do. Will she tell her girlfriend this when she's awake in the morning? Will she keep this to herself, hoping it goes away before it tears them apart? Before it tears her apart? A groan threatens to escape her throat, and she promptly pulls the silken cover over her face to muffle it.
Mariana stirs next to her, but doesn't seem to have woken up. Her breathing remains the same.
Anna can't help but feel that this is her cue to try to sleep again, too. Trying doesn't hurt.
Coffee has never smelled better in her entire life. She feels like she's running on 0 minutes of sleep, and she needs to make the brew extra strong this morning. By the time the breakfast table is set, she may or may not be on her third cup. Granted, the cups they use for the coffee are small. Then again, with the beverage being so incredibly strong, she's not sure that makes a major difference.
When Mariana joins her in the kitchen, Anna thinks the dress she's chosen to wear is talking to her. Or is it singing? Crying, maybe? Screaming? God, I don't think I slept at all last night, she groans. I can hear colors.
Mariana chuckles. I definitely slept. She pops a piece of fruit in her mouth, then turns her head towards Anna. In fact, I had a very strange dream. A mysterious smile graces her features. You wanted to have another child.
Oh boy. On her next sip, Anna chokes. She struggles to put the cup down before anything spills, and just about manages before she loses her grip altogether. She reaches for a serviette and proceeds to wipe her mouth with it. All blood has drained from her face. She's felt it. What is she supposed to say? Is she supposed to say anything at all? Would it be terrible to lie? Would it be terrible not to lie? She can't bear to look at the younger woman at all. Her eyes are focused entirely on the plate in front of her, as if expecting the bread to tell her how to handle the situation.
Funny thing is, Mariana continues, I actually wouldn't mind having another child, you know? Or, well, I suppose that's a bit of an understatement.
It takes a whole lot of strength not to choke again. Is Mariana being serious, or is she teasing? Anna wants to look at her. She really does, but her body won't let her. Instead, she takes a bite of her sandwich and concentrates on chewing properly.
In fact, I would love it. I think it would be amazing. There is genuine joy in her voice. I mean, it would obviously be a lot of responsibility, but we'd be able to do it together. Enthusiasm. We've been managing perfectly so far, haven't we? Conviction.
Something clicks within Anna. This is too detailed to be about a dream. She finally looks up and is met with one of the brightest smiles she's ever seen on her girlfriend. You were awake, weren't you? It's more rhetorical than anything else. She already knows the answer.
Yup, the younger woman confirms. And I just wanted to make sure you knew we were on the same page before you went and worried all day.
Anna lets out a breath. Relieved, that's what she is right now. She can finally release all the anxiety, all the nerves she subconsciously held onto. She can feel the tension leave her body, feel her muscles relax. Her eyes close, and she breathes. Thank you, Mari. I just didn't know how to bring it up.
Mariana leans over to kiss her cheek. Well, I think we should probably start thinking about the logistics of this, then.
They decide on artificial insemination. Mariana is going to carry the child, and after it is born, Anna will adopt it. That way, legally, they will both be the parents.
Everything happens very quickly from that point onwards.
It is only a few weeks later that they have their first appointment at a local fertility clinic. It is only for information purposes. The doctor explains how everything is going to work, goes through potential risks, tells them how often they will likely have to do this, what the success rate is.
Soon thereafter, they try for the baby for the first time. Anna, of course, is there with Mariana the whole time. She sits next to her, holds her hands to the discomfort, smiles at her to keep her mind occupied. Take it, take her, away from all the needles and devices and such.
As assumed, it doesn't work the first time. The tests both come out negative.
They're disappointed, of course. But they were told from the beginning that the percentage of women who become pregnant the first time is incredibly low. And so they just try again. And again.
As with so many things in life, the third time is the charm. Shortly after Mariana's birthday, the pregnancy test comes out positive. She lies in Anna's arms that night, crying tears of happiness, telling her it's the best gift she could have asked for.
Anna agrees.
Mariana is about to finish her first trimester when Anna asks her to marry her. It's a surprise, because they haven't actually talked about it, but at the same time, it really isn't a surprise at all. After all, they love each other, and they want to spend the rest of their lives with each other, with their children. They already feel like a family, but they wanted to be recognized, by law, by the state.
And because they know that they want to do this, they wait only a month before they have their wedding. It's a lovely little ceremony shared with their loved ones. They've invited their immediate family. To them, that includes Elena, Juan Carlos, Pablo, as well as Cynthia. They've been such a huge part of their journey that it wouldn't have felt right to leave them out.
It's a beautiful day, and by the end of it, Mariana's last name is officially Servín Herrera.
Anna lets Mariana decide where she wants to give birth. And, without any hesitation whatsoever, she chooses the hospital in which they had their first encounter. It seems like a lifetime ago now. Seeing each other for the first time, hating each other.
After delivery, Mariana wakes up to a wife holding their youngest child with a teary-eyed smile on her face. It's the most beautiful thing she's ever seen. Still, she can't help but remember the last time she found herself in this situation. She teases, I hope you don't plan on insulting me this time.
Anna laughs and leans down to give her a kiss, careful not to hurt the baby. Only if you promise not to call me a witch.
Mariana chuckles, but regrets it soon. It hurts. She grimaces at the pain before replying weakly, I'll try my best. Now hand me my child. Or wait, no, actually. She has already extended her arms, but then pauses for a moment. Are we sure this is ours? She feigns suspicion. It is very unlikely that the incident would repeat itself after the, no doubt, massive lawsuit following it.
Laughter rings through the air once more. No, I'm 100% sure that this is Camila Servín Herrera.
Mariana smiles along with her wife. This is pure happiness. And, she thinks, it is exactly what the universe has always wanted for them. To be together. To be connected in this way, loving each other so deeply. It's perfect. There are no other words to describe it.
Perfect.
The end.